This weekend, actor Matthew McConaughey will head into outer space on a quest to save mankind.
Everybody ready to say goodbye to our solar system?
To our galaxy.
Here we go.
The new mega sci-fi movie directed by Christopher Nolan is called Interstellar. The protagonist? A farmer-slash-astronaut tasked with finding a hospitable planet since Earth no longer fits that category. Well, we think we've got a better story from the far reaches of the solar system. Todd Bookman reports on NASA's mission to bring home a few fast-moving particles of space dust.
I don't know if I can hang with Matthew McConaughey, but how's this for an opening scene?
4, 3, 2, we have main engine start, 0, and liftoff of the Stardust spacecraft returning a time capsule with the elements of the formation of our solar system.
February 7th, 1999, the unmanned Stardust spacecraft sets off from Cape Canaveral. A year later, it arrives at its destination, out beyond the orbit of Mars. And that's where it goes to work, aiming to capture and preserve specks of dust born outside of our solar system. So, first step, a robotic arm with a collector unit on its end, picture a big tennis racket, gets extended outside of the craft, dangling into what's called the interstellar dust stream.
It just captured particles, just as you would if you were holding up a piece of flypaper and catching flies by waving it through the air.
It's not quite as simple as astronomer Andrew Westfall would have you believe. For starters, the dust particles are moving at speeds approaching 12 miles per second. Something moving that fast hits something else, and there's a good chance it vaporizes on impact. So NASA developed a high-tech substance, a bluish-colored gel, to coat the collector's surface. It acts like a foam landing pad, slowing the particles down. After 200 days of exposure to the dust stream, the collector was reeled in, boxed up, and placed in a return capsule. Next stop, Utah.
I was there with my family, actually, about 2 o'clock in the morning. We watched it come in the middle of a blizzard, and it was kind of an amazing experience to see this.
NASA has footage from that night in 2006. You see a faint glow, then slowly this streak brightens across the sky before crashing down in the desert.
Above Mars!
Oh, that's cool. Quite a trail.
NearSpec has a great view.
Oh, we got that, boys!
Now that the collector was back safe on land, Westfall's research team at UC Berkeley had to try to pluck these little space dust particles out of the gel. Emphasis here on the little.
Yeah, so these are really tiny. To put this into some perspective, they're so small that about a trillion of them would fit into a teaspoon.
That impossibly small size presented something of a problem.
We were faced with this really difficult challenge. We have this, what is for us, a very, very large object, which has, we thought, a few dozen at most, tiny little particles in it. And the difficulty, the challenge was, how do we find these things in the first place?
Westfall and his team at Berkeley had an idea. If they could use a microscope to zoom in and move through the gel and take pictures of it, more than a million pictures from different angles, then they could upload those photos to a public website. The operation became known as Stardust at Home, and eventually 30,000 volunteers logged on and scanned through the images.
So, you know, I want to emphasize that this was not something we made up for public outreach or PR. We did this because this is really the only way we knew how to approach the problem.
This group, some of whom spent hours and hours each day clicking through slides, came to be called dusters. And two dusters hit pay dirt, discovering actual space dust in the gel. 5 other particles were spotted in the lab. And so scientists think they've got their hands on 7 particles from outside the solar system. Each one appears different under the microscope, with some containing the mineral olivine as well as sulfur compounds. It will take years to confirm their origins, but if proven, harnessing these specks could be a major breakthrough for astronomers interested in the interstellar medium.
The name of the book I've written is Physics of the Interstellar and Intergalactic Medium. It took me a lot longer to write it than I thought it was going to when I started, but I'm happy that I finished it.
Bruce Drain is an astrophysicist at Princeton. His textbook is standard reading for grad students studying space and is beyond comprehension for the rest of us. He's not involved in the Stardust Project, but says the particles could confirm what, until now, has just been theory about their makeup and origin.
One goal of studying them might be purely to understand them for their own sake, to figure out how they came, what they are, and how they came to be that way. But these dust particles turn out to be very important players in the workings of a galaxy.
Figuring out this dust, Drain says, is like solving one clue in the crossword puzzle of the universe. If we get this, we get a little closer to answering other harder questions. Big picture stuff, like how our solar system was formed. Andrew Westfall sees it like this.
I kind of like to make the analogy to the paleoanthropologists who go out to Africa and they look for fossil hominids. You know, our ancestors who lived 4.5 million years ago, for example. We're going back about 1,000 times further in time to 4.5 billion years ago and looking at the kind of stuff that made up our solar system. So it's really about a search for our own origins.
And that search continues. There's still more photos for the dusters to look through, and perhaps a few more space particles waiting to be discovered. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.